Not a pretty win, but...
A win's a win. We blocked a lot of shots. Our goalie was really good, scored a goal on the power play. I think it was a gutsy win.
When you get outshot 2-1, fair to say that your goalie was easily your best player?
Well, we got on the PK twice as much as they did. Our goalie was our best player, that's for sure. But we, again, lots of things we want to improve. There's a lot of work to be done here. Was it pretty? No, it wasn't pretty. But the job got done. I think we can manage the puck better than that. Getting the puck out, getting the puck deep, making the right decisions. Not feed what they're good at, Toronto, which is their transition. But our penalty kill was really good. Our power play scored a big goal. And we found a way to win. And it was a tough game to play. Lost a D early in the game, played five defensemen. So, you know, it's I like the character of this team.
The Marlies' wide edge in play, would you say that was... Did they do that to you, or did you do it partially to yourself as a team?
I guess it's both. That's a good team. And they take advantage of their scoring chances. Or when you turn the puck over, they'll make you pay. They'll create something, and then they're... You know, we knew their defensemen are joining the rush and they're using their Ds quite a bit in the offensive zone, which is our defensive zone. I think we can do a better job there. But again, when we needed the saves, obviously we had the saves. And when we needed the blocks, we blocked a lot of shots tonight.
Is there any line combination that stuck out for you today on your team that, you know, did have a good game?
Well, it's momentum was broken so often in the game. Like we had eight penalty kills and four power plays and lots of stoppage. And so I think the guys played their game. You know, it's thinking about Kyle Connor. It's hard for him in that game to get into a rhythm. There's so many special teams, especially PK. So I think over, I mean, as a team, our Ds played well, and our forwards played well. In the third period, we asked to play well defensively, and just we made some adjustments, and our tracking was much better. We didn't give them some good chances off the rush.
You had Dan DeSalvo on the PK today. Is that, you know, typical
of a
5-7?
It was a function of Cormier and Lippon being in the box. But we know he can do the job. He's pretty good on faceoffs, and we used him in the past, so we have some confidence in him.